What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to Book Girl and
her mother-in-law.
Happy fucking Monday.
Woo!
Woo! That was a joke. Just clarifying, that was a joke. I didn't think that sounded good. Maybe I should take this off. Oh, wait, got it.
She has a chin strap on.
I got a chin strap on.
Chin strap ice pack.
Listen, we got an episode today. We have a lot to talk about. I'm adorable?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You look adorbs.
Thanks.
Oh, I should have had my ice pack. We could have been like ice pack buddies.
Yeah. I feel like you. I've been switching because it has inserts. And there's like three of them. So I've been switching, I don't know. And I've been remembering. Okay, wait. Hold on. Back up. Hi, guys.
Hi.
If you guys didn't know, I got Kybella's on, which is basically, long story short, an injection under your chin to dissolve the fat cells. That's what I did. Anywhoosie, so I have to wear ice packs. But Geraldine told me when she had her surgery, they said, don't keep the ice packs on too long because you could get frostbite. So now I'm terrified of getting frostbite in my face.
So do you do the 20 minutes on, 20 minutes off sort of thing?
I'm not exactly timing it, but I'll put it on and then until it gets warm. Obviously, once it gets warm, then it's not really getting... Can't give you frostbite.
But don't put it immediately back on.
Yeah.
You wait a little bit.
Yeah, I was giving myself a little bit of time.
See, in the beginning, I wasn't. I was just ice cold. And then when somebody said, I don't want to scare you, but you can. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
So now I do like you do. I wait. And I'm also healing. I'm 4 weeks. Isn't that crazy? It seems
You're almost a month, fast.
4 weeks into it. And so I'm needing them less and less.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry. You can continue your story because I know you have a lot to say. I just want to tell you, I had a victory today.
Good.
Victory.
What?
Everybody, ladies and gentlemen, I almost cried. I.
In a good way this time.
I. How do you say? Walked over, hopped over? No, I didn't hop over. But the baby gates in my house upstairs, I was able to actually go over it.
Really?
Usually I have to move it out of the way. But I said, let me just try.
Ha! Wow.
Everyone was like, because I got
everybody clap at home.
I got one leg over and I'm like, oh my God, Ever, look at me. And I did my other leg. He's like, wow.
You're like one leg on one side, one leg on the other. Like, Ever, look.
Just look at me.
I'm straddling.
It's so silly, but it's been years that I haven't been able to do that.
Yeah.
And I told him, like, even like my little steps walking up to my doorway. Right? There's like five or six steps. Always on the last step, it was always like I needed to like pull myself to get that leg up.
Mm-hmm.
And I fucking like boss bitch, no hands, just walk up my steps.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Boss
like the
bitch.
Little things I'm noticing. It's like, oh my God.
Every day you're going to notice that stuff.
That's my victory. Now it's all about listening.
No. Yes. No. This is our show.
It's been enough about me lately.
Well, actually, no, this one's about Geraldine. She wants me to yell at you guys. We need sex emails. Thank you, everybody.
We want them. Yes.
Ogmailpodcast@gmail.com. That's our email. And if you don't want to do all that, you could just go on our Instagram. It's just @ogmail. There's a little button on there. It makes it very simple. You just hit the button. It opens up the email app and you just type in your email. We'll keep you anonymous. Don't worry. But I'm yelling at you. Don't you hear me?
She's raising her voice.
Sex emails.
Please. And we're desperate.
Please.
We're desperate. Entertain us. I want to hear them.
If you're like new here, if you're a new listener, we do certain themed episodes and sex is one of our favorites and your guys' favorites. It usually gets the most plays on our episodes.
Sex and crazy mother-in-laws.
Yes, they're both like very
our two
popular.
Like best ones.
Which
you
is
know?
On brand for us.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can send anything like funny stories, if you have any questions, advice on the bedroom stuff, all of the above, whatever you
Everything.
Have questions on.
We take it all.
Yeah, so send that over to us. Okay, check off my list. Also, if you guys want to support us, you totally don't have to. Link in the description. You can pay $2.99 a month, $3, and you'll get our episodes early, actually. So if you want to listen to us in your ears just a tad earlier in the week, nice little Sunday fun day, you'll get our Monday episodes on Sundays. Benji says do it. And you'll get our Thursday episodes on Wednesdays. So again, you totally don't have to, but it helps support us putting out two episodes a week for free. And that is that on that. Let's hop into favorites before I talk everybody's ear off, because I have some stories for everybody, which I actually saved for Jerry, too. So it's going to be new to you and new to her.
Yeah.
Isn't that so funny? Sometimes I save things just for the podcast.
Which
makes sense.
Yes, because then we'll sit here and go, what are we going to talk about?
Yeah, or I'll tell a story and you're like, uh-huh, already heard this.
and then pretend like I didn't hear it already.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll get into our BS, but first, as you may have noticed, we forgot last episode.
But that's okay.
I literally said it before we started recording. I'm like, oh, today's favorites.
And we both just went the whole episode.
Didn't even think. So.
All right, my first. I'll go first.
My favorites. Go.
Okay, so my surgery.
Yes.
I bought ice packs off of Amazon.
Okay.
And they're like extra, extra large. They're like, because I have an incision like right where my bra strap lies, and then I have an incision down by my butt.
Yeah,
right?
So you need to reach both.
So I wanted ones large enough to reach both areas, and I wanted it to be kind of like a flat jelly type. And I got four of them. I think they were $22. Nice. It'll be in the link.
Because we'll put it in our Amazon store. Yeah.
But they're great, and I would just literally, like we were just talking about, I would rotate them, take one out. As it got warm, I'd take another one out, and they were my lifesaver. So I highly recommend, because they were cheap. You know, I go to buy one at Walmart, and it's like $15 for one.
I paid for the one at Target that I got you.
And it's like,
Is that one good at all or no?
It is.
Or you don't like it because it's bumpy?
I use when I lay on my side.
Okay.
And I put it between a pillow and me, like, to have it held up against me. Oh, okay. I can't lay on it because it's bumpy. Would hurt.
Oh. Yeah. Interesting.
But, yeah. But, so, ice packs. Love them. Link them. I'll link them below.
Amazon. Okay. We love a good Amazon favorite.
Okay, what's yours?
Okay, my first one is really dumb. It's two food items.
We love food.
Well, places. Acai bowls. I think I might turn into a piece of acai fruit.
Okay.
Fucking.
You just love them.
Oh. And I usually don't like sweet stuff in the morning. Like in general, I'm usually just like a savory, salty type of person. Mm-hmm. But when I get the craving, it's so fucking satisfying. I get it with almond butter in it. And just the flavor of, like, I get it from Soul Bowl. I don't know if that's just a tri-state area place. I'm not sure.
Jerry got it.
I'm sorry. My cat is using Zane's panels that he uses on the wall to help his sound system as a scratching post. Mind you, let me just inform you on how many scratching posts I have in the living room. Probably five. But no, he wants to use the thing on the wall. Like a spider monkey. I don't know what his obsession is with it, because it's literally just a big black rectangle. There is nothing exciting about it at all. There's no fuzz, nothing. Get down right now.
It says 50 locations nationwide, so.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
There I am.
So anyways, Soul Bowl, S-O-B-O-L, my favorite place. Their granola is just to die for some reason. And then the mix of it with the cold acai berry, maybe because of the summertime really made me want it. Oh my God, they're so fucking good. And then also I paired it with the Jersey Mike's, because I've also been loving just cold cut sandwiches. Mm-hmm. And I love that Jersey Mike's has the calories. Mm-hmm. So, that's what I'm enjoying. I also would put Wawa, but we don't have it here. I also love Wawa. So, that's my first favorite.
Okay.
Okay.
My second favorite, which really isn't something that we can just go link in the description, but it's my lifesaver. My spinal cord stimulator has absolutely been...
I'm like, a lifesaver? What?
It's been life-changing for me. Yeah. I go get adjusted again next Friday, and I can't wait, because my foot is still very numb, and I'm still having issues with my foot. But knowing, like, I knew this. Yeah. I knew it's going to take, like, three or four adjustments, and then I should be, hopefully, at maximum kind of thing. But it literally has sort of changed my life.
Sort of. I think it has.
Yeah. And I'm still healing.
I mean, too.
Yeah. I'm definitely still healing. I have two boo-boos. They're both about, I don't know, 3 or 4 inches long. And they're they're completely healed, I would guess. Inside is still tender. But that stimulator has absolutely been life-changing for me. So...
I guess
I love my doctor, too, who put it in.
My doctor is my favorite of the month.
He is my favorite of the month.
We'll link him down below. He actually could, I guess. His website. Could,
right? If anybody is in Long Island and needs a neurosurgeon, I hands down have the best neurosurgeon and pain management team. So if anybody ever needs, hit me up. I'll let you know who he is.
Hit me up on the low. Only special requests. My second favorite is actually, I don't know if I've done this, so I've said this months ago for a favorite, but newly refound, I literally thought I did not like it at all, but my Dyson Airwrap. Yeah. My hair right now.
Uh-huh.
It needs to be washed tonight. I did it on Saturday morning. It is Thursday.
Wow.
Yes. It was curly the first day, and then it just turned into, like, it looked like I just blew it out straight.
Yeah,
it looks... And it's just been lasting.
Wow. What is today? Know. Thursday?
Thursday. Saturday. Morning.
Shut up.
Yeah. I mean, I do the dry shampoo, and I brush it every day, but other than that, anyway. It's really not, like, today it needs to be washed tonight. I'm gonna work out, and then I'm gonna get sweaty, and then I'm gonna wash it. But, like...
Wow. No, it looks really good.
It's fine. Right?
That's amazing.
I know. Because, like, if I were to, like, just dry my hair, this isn't even cold anymore. I just like to feel like I'm supported. I don't know why. Oh, if I just, like, blow dry my hair and straighten it? What?
I'm sorry. There's the thing. I swear to God on my mother. Yesterday I was looking. They have these things. I think they're called snooties for dogs to calm them. They have them for cats too, but that's exactly what you look like right now. It's like people are like, oh, save you money. Don't buy a snooty. Get a leg warmer. And you put it on the dog, like you cover
and
it, like,
them, comforts them.
And it comforts them. Aww. But that's exactly what it looks like. And you just said it's comforting to you.
What kind of dog do I look like?
Not like a
do
dog.
Look like a wiener dog?
I swear I was in my fucking cart last night. Oh my God. I'm like, I wanted to buy it, but I didn't know how big my damn dog's head was. But
when I pull up the front camera, I could see it. I look like a pug.
You look like a pug.
It's not a flattering thing.
Oh my God.
But honestly, like, even when it gets, I wore it to sleep last night.
Did you really?
Yeah, I woke up in the middle of the night and it was still on my face. It was very comforting. It was very comfortable. I might keep this and wear it every night. Even when I'm healed. It's a very comforting thing. I don't know why. Which is odd because I don't like hats at all. Or like wearing things in the winter. Like I don't like scarves or anything. But maybe like the cooling sensation. It's very comforting to me. She's pulling up a picture of the dog with the thing on its head. That is me. It's like a turtleneck hood.
Yeah, but it like covers That's like cute. Your head.
That's good exactly, for the winter.
Exactly like you have it, but because Mimi is so anxious and she barks all the
She'll
time.
She'll probably rip it off though, no?
I don't know. I don't, it's worth a try. For the few bucks that it is, it's worth a try. And I was even thinking if I had any old leg warmers from Aaliyah's days, but I got rid of them. But she's got a big head. You know, she's part pit bull, so she got that like big, thick head. But
like a stretchy, fuzzy sock maybe.
Something just to try to slip over. Like for something, like I guess quieting of the ears.
Yeah.
You know, like it covers the ears and just holds them tight. It's supposed to help with their anxiety.
I love that. We'll be
I'll
twins.
Just get one like that and send Aaliyah to school too.
I didn't get it for a second.
My poor Aaliyah.
I'm like, why? Oh my God, that's funny. Anyways, so just picture me sitting here looking like a pug the whole rest of the day.
She looks adorbs, people.
Okay, thanks.
Adorbs.
It's very comforting. Anyways, when I just blow dry my hair and then straighten it with a straightener, because I have extensions and they're so thick, it tends to look like just like a block at the end, just like of extension. Mm-hmm. Versus this, I like blew out with the Dyson Airwrap, and I feel like it makes it look like a little thinner at the ends and more like natural.
Right.
But the fact that
very blunt.
Yeah, like if I like just blow dry my hair messy with a blow dryer and then curl it with a curling iron, it really only lasts like maybe a day. Like, and the next day a little bit, I have to touch it up. And then if I brush it out, it's like frizzy. This is like, it was curly. And then I just keep brushing it and it just looks like blown out.
It really does look nice, boys and girls.
Thank you so much.
Like, wow.
I mean, it's getting greasy now. But like, I'll do like, first 2 days I can leave it down curly. Then the next day I'll put it up. Then the next day I can like brush it out and dry shampoo it. Like, I just like flip-flop between styles and... It's my first time, like, and I got compliments on it, too. I wore it to the grad party, and my friend was like, how did you do your hair? It looks like you blew it out. I'm like, Dyson Airwrap. What I literally last week was like, I don't like it. So here I am. It's one of my favorites.
And she looks amazing, boys and girls. Amazing.
Thank you so much.
Sorry.
You're good. Your last one.
My last one is actually not a purchase of mine. It was a purchase of Alyssa's.
Huh?
But it's life-saving.
Huh?
My back scratcher.
Oh, I was going to say, can I guess?
Go ahead, guess.
Is it your back scratcher?
It is. Wow, how did you guess? I fucking love that thing.
It's great, right?
Yes. And I told you I wanted to buy one. And the one that was in the store when I thought of it was like fucking 4 inches wide. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. This one is perfect. And it's like skeleton hand. So it's like a bear claw. Perfect. Okay, it's a bear claw.
I had it on Amazon.
Because it's, oh, so she can link it.
Oh, yeah. Did you say I couldn't? I didn't catch that.
I didn't.
I can link it. It's from Amazon.
But the bear claw, the way it is, I can. Are you ready? I can put the light on in my living room because it's a pull chain on a ceiling fan. So I just use the bear claw because I still can't reach up.
That's funny.
I can use it. And it just, you know, the chain have the heavy little balls. Yeah. And it just click, clicks, click, click.
Multi-purpose.
I love it.
Oh,
but
my
yes,
God.
It's a
gift
game
from
changer.
Me to you because I bought it and touched it once.
And listen, I mean, for all my little hair flyaways, like I can't. Yeah. I can't do certain things. I mean, I'm getting better. Look at me. I can't touch the top of my head today. I tried yesterday to put my hair in a pony and it was not happening. I had to wait for Ali to come home from school.
Yeah.
So yeah, I still can't put my hair up in a ponytail, but at least now I can use the bear claw thing and get my flyaways away because they drive me crazy and they get like the little wispies in my eye. I mean, right now my hands are cooperating, but sometimes I can't even like wipe a flyaway away from my eye.
Yeah.
So at least with the bear claw thing, I can, you know, wow. And then of course I could itch the back.
That makes me so happy that you love it.
It makes me happy too. I do love it.
Yay. That's so funny because I think on the podcast we were like, oh, I have that. I'm like, oh, I'll give it to you after. Now you're like, oh, it's my favorite.
It literally is my favorite. It's helped me out so.
It's like retractable. It gets very big.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she said. No, it really has helped me out. Well, with multiple things, you know, like the little itching, the wiping my hairs out of the way, the putting the lights on. I mean, it's come in such good handy. It's such
amazing.
Good handy. It's come in handy.
Come in good handy.
Just whatever.
A good handy.
Yeah.
Okay, my last one is dumb, and now I'm thinking about it. Maybe I should change it because it's kind of boring. It's just a pair of jeans from Abercrombie.
So why is that boring? If it's your
favorite, I just feel like I've said it. I've just talked about jeans before on my favorites for some reason. I feel like I have. Haven't I talked about the white ones? And you're like, oh, the white ones.
Oh yeah.
That's not what I'm talking about though. I got a new pair of like.
Oh, see?
They're like flare bottoms, which is like not me.
Flare? Alyssa?
Flare? I love that.
No
well,
way.
Because they're fitted up until like at my
calf.
Knee.
Like,
kind
yeah,
of.
Okay.
But it doesn't look like hippie jeans. Like they don't like go tight and then flare out like a lot. They're kind of like a straight leg. I'm going to show you a picture of them on me. I wasn't like dressed, but I just took a picture in the mirror. They're like baggy at the. Oh, sorry.
Oh, very cute. She looks like a flower child.
What?
Flower child.
Like a hippie?
Yeah. But not like, I know what you're saying. Okay, so yeah. I love them.
I think I have a better picture that I like dressed them up to show somebody an outfit. Please hold. I wore them to the grad party with like a nice top. And it was very comfortable. Oh, here we are. Like, if you dress it up with, like, a little satin
very
shirt.
Very cute.
I ended up wearing sneakers because it rained, but you could, like, wear them with heels and stuff.
Very cute.
And I just love that Abercrombie has the short. They have short, regular, long.
Right.
And because anything will be too long on me, and the fact that they have the short length is just, like, so good for me. So they actually fit. So that's my favorite. If you're a little short gal looking for wide bottom jeans that you don't drown in, they're actually nice and fitted, so you look flattering, but they go a little wide at the bottom.
That's nice.
Yeah. Okay, I'll keep that favorite. I'm content with that. I feel like you were impressed.
I was impressed with it.
So I'm good with that. Okay, and that's our monthly favorites, right?
Right.
Right. All right. Let me get into my life.
Okay.
And share with you guys.
Part one.
What do you mean?
Because you said you had multiple stories.
Oh, it's kind of just
one
my day yesterday. Mm-hmm. Zane didn't talk to you?
Zane,
you promise?
No. He came up and talked to me, but only about, like, moving a couch out of the basement.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What happened? Alyssa's texting. You're Alyssa. Aaliyah's texting me. Hold on. Oh, okay, sorry anyways. I interrupted, but she was texting me, letting me know that she survived, you know.
That's what this podcast is about.
Her thing. So now we want to go back to Alyssa and her thing, which she thinks that Zane was telling me something. But Zane didn't tell anything. He came upstairs and asked me if he can get rid of the couch. Okay. That was it.
Noted.
So I did not.
I would be very upset with him if he did, because I told him not to, specifically, so that I could tell you on the podcast.
Okay, so tell me. Or tell so
if you're all, lying for tell, your son right now.
Tell the world. I would not lie for my son.
I mean, if you had to.
No, I would. If it was something, but
important,
no.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so yesterday I go get my Kybella.
Okay.
First of all, I woke up to a comment on my YouTube video saying that, oh my God, your belly, are you pregnant?
What?
You didn't see it on my Instagram story?
Okay, I'm blind.
You just swipe through.
I do. I go through everybody's stories, but when people write shit, I can't read it.
You need to go on your iPad or something. You can go on Instagram on your computer, you know.
Yes. And
watch stories.
Yeah. Maybe I should.
Yeah.
But I did. I swiped through it, and I didn't know what it was about, but then did you do a TikTok about it?
Yes.
Okay. So then I'm like, oh, look at her. She's, what do they call that? She's, what do they call that? I don't know what it's called. When, like, you love your body?
Body positivity.
She's body positivity-ing right now.
Eat up.
And I was like, oh, that's really cool, but I didn't know somebody called. So somebody said you're pregnant.
Somebody literally said, "Oh my God, your belly! Are you pregnant?"
Don't people know?
I've gotten multiple things like that. I got in a DM the day we were going to. This is a funny one, actually. Because whatever.
Oh my God,
that was actually funny.
Oh my God.
It's not that funny.
Now she's just cracking herself up. She can't stop. She's doing it to me right now. She can't even breathe. Breathe, child. Breathe.
There's a video of me talking. Somebody goes, did you get your Kybella yet? Your swelling doesn't look too bad.
Oh. Okay, that's funny. That's funny. Actually, it doesn't look too bad.
Your swelling doesn't look that bad. I'm like, this is why I'm getting
that's the cause, okay?
You think I'm swollen? That's just me. God. Oh my God, I fucking died. I immediately exited. Immediately.
I mean, you could laugh at it now.
Oh, I laughed at it when it happened. I was like,
listen, people, be kind. I mean, that was... Okay, like okay, but
No. If she watches my stuff, she would know I'm going September 1st. It didn't hurt me because I was getting Kybella. Like I know I have fat under my chin. Like that's just who I am. It's just fucking hysterical. But yeah, people make comments like that. That one was funny, but like there was one that was like, "Your face is looking fuller. I'm here for it." I'm like, thanks. Or like, yes, weight gain. We love her. And I'm like, putting a heart eye emoji at the end of your insult does not make it nice. I just start crying. No,
anyways, like, that's so like mean.
So anyways, yeah, what you tapped through on my story was basically me saying like, I guess I'll just read it because I feel like it is a good message that people should hear. So somebody said,
I don't. All right, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I don't understand. Like, why? If you put on 5 pounds, why do they call you out?
I definitely put on like 15 this summer, but it's fine. I know I did. So she goes, OMG, your belly. Are you pregnant? With like hard eyes. And so I responded to that person. Actually, I don't know who it is. So I responded to that person and I said, you shouldn't say this to anyone ever again. You just don't say that to people. So I put in my story, I said, please do not say this to people. I usually don't put much attention on things like this, but it seems like they meant this in a nice way, but this is not a nice comment at all. You don't know what someone is going through, like if someone's going through infertility issues or miscarriage, like you don't know. And also PSA, I do not want children right now. If you watch my videos, you would know that I will not be pregnant anytime soon. I ate and drank a lot this summer. I enjoyed myself and I gained a little weight. Women fluctuate every day. Sorry for the rant, but we need to not make comments on women's bodies. It's rude. That's my timer. So take my anti-inflammatory pills.
So is her phone. Her phone is rude too.
And then I put correction. Don't make comments on anyone's body. Mind your business.
That, I mean, yes.
So.
With the utmost respect, just keep your mouth
mind your
shut.
Fucking business. Just mind your fucking business. So,
boys and girls, when the day comes that Alyssa's pregnant, don't you think she's going to share it with
know.
All of you?
Somebody even commented on a picture that I posted for Zane's birthday. Uh-huh. I had a ring. I wear rings every day. There's rings on both of my ring fingers, on both hands. That's where I wear my rings. And somebody was like, oh my God, I thought that was a ring on your finger. And I'm like, or like, did he propose or something? And I'm like, I would not just post a random picture with a diamond on my finger. You would know. There would be a post about it. Like, I'm an influencer. Come on. And also, if I was pregnant, I wouldn't just answer and go, yes, I am.
By the way, yeah, you know what? You're right. You're spot on. You're right. I am pregnant. I was trying to keep it under the, you know, quiet until I gave birth. No, I really don't understand people. And like you said, just putting a heart emoji or something like that at the end
doesn't make it nice.
And maybe she didn't mean it in a mean way, but still, you don't know what people are going through. I mean, I just had a friend, I don't even want to get into it, but just suffered another miscarriage, and she was devastated. But she was a little further along and had to, like, deliver.
Mm-hmm.
And
so a stillbirth.
So she still looks.
Mm-hmm.
And she recently had somebody say to her, mm-hmm. Oh, how far along are you?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I don't know how to deal with people who ask that because
it's triggering.
I lost this baby. There's no more baby, but you know, and it's like, you don't know what somebody goes through. Mm-hmm. So these kind of comments, you know, don't talk about it when it's a public thing.
If you're at a baby shower or like it's your family member and you know they're pregnant, go ahead.
But ask
somebody random.
On a platform where it's public and people are seeing, because we all know how that snowballs too, because then everybody else up below it could be like, oh my God, I thought she was too. Or blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Just
listen, and I get it. Like, Zane and I have been together for a very long time. They know we're committed. Like, you know, they know we're going to have kids one day. So I get it. They're excited. Like, it's like a celebrity you look up to, or, you know, like, they're excited for me. But at the same time, it's like, you know my timeline. I've talked about it many, many times. So to be like, oh my God, your belly, are you pregnant? And again, I was not bashing the person. I know they did not mean it in a terrible way. They were just genuinely like excited for me. But also like, I'm not pregnant. And so you're telling me I have a belly. Like,
right.
So I just wanted to put it out there. If people think like, that's okay. Like maybe somebody reading that would be like, oh, okay, let me not say things like that to people. And I did get messages, like you said, of even like somebody that was like, I was postpartum trying to lose the weight and somebody asked me how far along I was and I literally lied to them because I felt so embarrassed and told them I was pregnant. And then she's like, that comment still sticks
that
with me
shame.
To this
yeah,
day.
That's,
so it's like, let's just not, it's not your business. What's going on in somebody else's body?
I mean, going back, the whole thing that happened when I had Zane on the bicycle, how old is he now? 23? So 22 years ago, I had my one-year-old on my thing and a man driving by in a car called me a whale.
You'll never forget it.
I will never forget that. And who the hell is he? Why did I give him so much power to occupy so much of my brain space? I know that's on me. But who was he to say something?
He was projecting his own insecurities.
Yeah.
He was probably a friggin' beluga.
But you know, so it is. It's like these things stick with people. So just be kind, you know?
Yeah. So anyways, that's how I started my day yesterday.
Sorry.
Which I claimed it. I made a TikTok and I was like, yeah, I fucking gained weight and it's normal and women's bodies fluctuate every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can be 5 pounds less tomorrow and 5 pounds more the next day. That's just how our bodies work. And newsflash, even the flattest stomach you see on Instagram, there's still a bump there. They're just sucking it in because we have a uterus. Mm-hmm. Your stomach is never going to be a piece of paper. There's a bump there because you have a uterus. Mm-hmm. That's just science. So anyways, that's how I started my day, which was fine because honestly, I feel like I got a lot of messages, which was so nice, of people being like, I needed to hear this. Thank you for, like, normalizing this. Like, not flat stomachs are not normal, you know? Like, people were like, thank you for being so relatable. So, honestly, kind of, like, it was a shitty thing, but it also, like, made me feel good.
It helped others, right?
Yeah, and, like, I don't know. I feel like I'm at a good place mentally where I can just, like, be like, yeah, I gained weight, and like laugh it off.
Because you owned it.
Yeah.
You know, like it's like, yeah, I enjoyed my summer.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's fine. Mm-hmm. I fucking enjoyed it, especially after being a pandemic. I'm like, I want to go out and like enjoy myself and have drinks. So that's how I started my day, which was fine. Then your son gets out of bed and he's like dressed. I'm like, where are you going? He's like, I'm coming with you. To my Kai Bella appointment, which I'm glad he did because I was in a lot of pain and I could have drove home, but like it was nice that I didn't have to. And then I didn't bring this, so they gave me ice packs there, so I had to hold them on my chin.
Right, so driving.
Yeah, it was just easier.
I know. Such a sweetie.
Yeah, so he got up and he was going to come with me. And then, okay, so we go to my Kai Bella.
How was it?
And so it was great. I'm glad that it's so funny, like whatever I... like my Zumba teacher or like the girl that does my injections. I just love them. Like want to invite them to my parties. I was like, I'm very excited that Zane got to meet her. Janet, that's my girl. Anyways. Okay. So she numbs me. She like marks it off because you have to go like next to your jawline bone. And she waited a few minutes for the numbing cream. I didn't feel like I was super duper numb. So she starts to do it. I had my head up like this. And I felt the needle. It just felt like a normal needle. Needles don't really freak me out that much. But when she pushed the syringe, it felt like she was putting like a golf ball into my face. Like it was like an immediate like bruise tight feeling. It was bizarre. Literally I'm sitting there like this. And she did like, I don't know, like maybe like 6 injections on my whole thing. And she was like, Zane was like, did you look at that needle? I'm like, no. He's like, oh, I saw it. So it must have been like a big needle. I just like closed my eyes and went like this. So yeah, the needle just felt like a needle. But when she put in that stuff, I was literally like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, this is so fucking painful. Like I was not expecting it to hurt so bad. Mind you, it really, really hurt. But like if I had to get another treatment, I would, because it literally lasted maybe 15, 20 minutes, that like hard pain. And when you put on the ice pack, it helps so much. Mm-hmm. So it really like wasn't that big of a deal. But when she was injecting it, it took her like literally maybe a minute and a half to do all of them. But that whole time I was like, oh my God, I cannot wait to get an ice pack on my face. This fucking hurts. So that was basically it. She was like, you did great. It couldn't have gone better. Just ice it. I drank pineapple juice the night before. I drank it in the morning. And I've been taking these, which actually I took them with me, and I was going to ask if these were like good, because a lot of people had recommended these. And before I even said it, she was like, take the Arnicare tablets. You can get them, da, 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 da. I'm like, oh, I literally have those in my bag. I was going to show you. So I've been taking these. They're like a muscle pain and stiffness and swelling from injuries and bruising. And they're like natural. It's like non-drowsy, no drug interactions. Anyways, so I've been taking those. And I did the pineapple juice. And I've had this ice pack on my face. And I showed Jerry this morning. It's a little swollen, but, like, I will go out in public, and I don't mind. Like, I thought I was going to look so swollen. I don't know why.
Does, as the days go on, the swelling gets more, or is, like, the swelling the most at day one or two, and then it goes down?
I think it's supposed to go down. Oh,
so, girl, you're good.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I know.
So you took precautions. Yeah.
Did I say this on the podcast?
What?
I think I did. Like, I just feel like, even with my extensions, like, yeah, like, my belly button ring, like, right. I feel like I just take good care. And so, like,
you follow the rules.
Follow the rules. Yeah, because, like, I want it to work.
Oh, my God, you're a rule follower. Now you have great results. Amazing how that works.
Yeah, I, like, really wanted it to work. And I feel like people probably were like, yeah, I iced it a little bit. Yeah, I had some pineapple juice. And then, like, they don't take these tablets. And it's like, I'm taking all these precautions. And so...
It's
working.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
Like very, very little.
Yeah.
You know, when she turned, like you were pointing it out and it was very, very little.
It feels more than you could see it. Like when I touch it, I'm like, oh my God, I feel like I'm huge.
Right.
But then it's not, which is interesting.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And now results in four weeks.
I go back and she's going to see if she wants to do another round.
Wow.
Which I don't think I'll have to. But like if I do, it's fine. Mm-hmm. It's permanent. So it's like... Mm-hmm. Worth it because it's a permanent thing. So yeah, I will update you guys on that.
And you took before pictures yesterday, so we'll have.
Oh, I took so much. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
I didn't know what to take. I'm like filming on my camera, filming on my phone, taking pictures on my phone. I want to make a TikTok. I want to make a YouTube video. I'm like all over the place.
She's gonna put on everything.
I know.
It's done, and she has the side by side comparisons.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think I might put up what I did yesterday on TikTok now so that people follow me so that they can see the second half. Marketing.
What is it called? Follow for part two.
And I'll update you guys in a month. That's how we do.
That's how you do.
Just let out my secret. No, I'm just kidding. That's why people do those things, so that you follow them. Anyways, all right. So we leave there. I'm like, holy shit, that really hurt. I'm shocked that that hurt so much. They gave me the cutest little ice packs. They're like so me. They're like gold and glittery. I just love them. So we're in the car and I'm like, you know what? I had a glass of pineapple juice today. I'm hungry. So I'm like, you want to get sushi? He's like, yeah. So we go to drive to Takumi, her favorite sushi spot. I'm on the phone with the guy ordering the sushi. I'm like, already giving my name, my number. I'm telling him no sesame. Like, I'm halfway through, right? We're at a red light. We're in my car. It felt like Zane, like, stalled in a stick shift. I was like, the fuck was that? I see Zane look into the mirror.
You guys got fucking hit. You have got to be fucking kidding me.
I swear to God. Me in the car with my ice packs that are getting warm. I just want my sushi. I want to go home and rest. So I go to the guy on the phone. I go, I'm so sorry, sir. I'm going to have to call you back. I think I just got into an accident. He's like, okay. So I hang up with him. I go, you got to be fucking kidding me right now. Mind you, 5 minutes prior, Zane goes, you should really get dash cams in here. We get fucking hit in the ass. And like I said, it felt like a stall. So it wasn't like horrible. So we get out of the car. This guy gets out of his car. He's in like a white Nissan, nothing fancy. And I go, what happened? You were looking down? We're at a red light. He goes like this with a sandwich in his hand. I go, you were eating a sandwich?
Oh.
He's like, yeah. I can't make this shit up. This shit only happens to me. So I look at my car and like, it honestly was not bad. Tiny little dent and a few like minor scratches, right? But like, it's my car. You damaged it. Like, I want it fixed, you know? This guy comes out of his car, you guys, with paper towels and wax spray. Roll of paper towels and wax spray trying to clean my car. I go... So immediately,
paper towels and wax spray is not going to take out the dent.
It was very small. So this escalated very quickly. So Zane's like, I'm like, I would like to get a police report. Zane's like, call your dad, see if it's even like worth it, whatever. He's like, my dad's like, yeah, get a police report. And I'm like, that's what I would do too. I'm like, even if I don't end up putting it through insurance, at least I have a police report. So I call and I tell them our location and they say they're on their way. I got out and I'm like, okay, sir, like I have the police coming. I'm going to get a police report. And he's like, you're going to get a police report? Like that. I'm like, what the fuck? Okay. Now I really want a police report. This is weird. And he's like frantic, this guy. And I go, like Zane's like, I'm going to get his license and everything. Like the cop said, whatever. My dad recommended. Okay. This guy does not have his wallet. He does not have his phone. All of a sudden, somebody pulls up behind him. Hey, how you doing? My name is Mike. This is my cousin. I'm a retired cop. Shows us his badge. Shows us his license. Listen, I got my friend's body shop up the road. I'll give you cash. We'll get it fixed. Yeah, police report. The insurance is going to go up. I go, police report is not going to notify the insurances. They don't care to do that. Oh, I'm a retired police officer. Sometimes they do. Your insurance is going to go up 10%. I go, I've been in an accident. You have to report. They don't fucking care to tell your insurance this. It's not their job. You have to. Honey, I'm a retired police officer.
He threw the honey out.
Oh, I don't know if he said honey, but just the way he was speaking. Zane at one point stood between us. He said I was getting sassy. I'm like, well, he was like, I'm like, I don't make me feel dumb just because I'm young. Like, you are a retired police officer. You should know that they're not going to notify my insurance. I've never heard of that. Have you? Even my dad was like, no, they're not. It's not their part of their job. They're just here to do their police report. Then it could go in the garbage for all they care.
Oh, my God.
So I'm like, this is my car. I understand that. Right? So we're talking to the guy. I'm back and forth on the phone with my dad. I'm like, I have the cop coming already. He's like, just get a police report. Just get a police report. The guy's like, I'm leaving then. You can go through them. Da, 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 right? And, you know, me and Zane kept talking on the side. And he's like, listen, it seems like this guy who hit you, obviously something is wrong. I don't know what was wrong, but he was obviously very frantic. He couldn't find his wallet, da, da, da. And his cousin was like, listen, he's got kids at home, da, da, da. And then he goes over to his cousin's car, the guy that hit us, and he's like, how can you not find your phone? Like, he's like yelling at him. And we're like, all right, obviously this guy like makes fuck ups.
I want to know, just interruption here. How did the cousin, the retired cop, know that his cousin was in an accident if he called don't have him. A phone? He don't have a phone. Come on.
No.
More the reason that this guy's major sus.
Well, I will say the cousin was at the car going, how do you not have your phone? I hear it ringing. How do you lose your phone? So it was in the car. He just like lost it. So he had like all the doors open and the trunk open. I don't know. Something was wrong with this man. Maybe he was going through a hard time in his life. I have no idea. So in my mind, I'm like, I don't trust people. Like, I want a police report. Like, what do you know? Like, I don't trust anybody.
He probably is driving on a suspended license or some shit like that.
Yeah, something along those lines, right? So we're going back and forth, and he gets on the phone with my dad, talking to my dad. Listen, hey, Al, my name's Mike, like the most Long Island guy ever. He literally is like, I'll show your daughter right now. He pulls out a wad of hundreds out of his pocket. He's like, I'll pay cash for the car, no problem, da, da, da. I'm a retired police officer. He lets Zane take a picture of his license. We got his phone number. So me and Zane were like, it obviously seems like he's trying very hard to get his cousin out of some sort of shit. They don't want the police involved for whatever reason. He's doing everything in his power. He's like, listen, I do real estate. I'm a retired police officer. I'm in a divorce of 9 years, you know, like whatever. We knew his whole life story. He's like, I wouldn't fuck you. I'm not going to fuck you like that. And I'm like, I understand, sir, but you have to understand I'm just trying to protect myself. Oh, I understand, but I'm not going to fuck you. So eventually I'm like, listen, he gave us the address. He gave us specific instructions. Go up this block. Turn right on this block. It's my friend. Da, da, da. Okay, so I'm like, you know what? Obviously, I didn't ruin this guy's day because he hit me. But obviously, this ruined this man's day. Something's wrong. I'm like, if he's a scammer, me and Zane said, I'm like, if he's a scammer, he's doing a damn fucking good job. Because he has a fake police badge, a fake license, fake hundreds in his pocket. He's doing good if this is fake, right? And eventually we're like, listen, if he is scamming us, there's not a lot of damage to my car. If my bumper was falling off or something, I'd be like, sorry, you can keep the hundreds in your pocket. I'm getting a police report. I'm going to go through insurance and fix this. Mm-hmm. But it literally was the tiniest little bump and some scratches. But like, that's not my responsibility to leave that on my car now because somebody else hit me. I want it fixed, you know, like even though it was minor. So eventually we're like, all right, if he scams us, he scams us. But he gave us all the instructions, gave Zane the address. So I call the police. I'm like, listen, we're going to handle it on our own. Thank you so much, but forget it. And he had on his hazards the whole time. We follow him to the body shop. The cousin left his cousin there, the one that hit us, left him on the side of the road.
So Mikey took you to
Mike
the place.
Took us to his friend's
auto body shop
up the road in Bayshore. So we get there, and literally he had his hazards on the whole time. So as we're driving, he's going like this, like telling us where to go. I don't know why, but we trusted him. I mean, I don't know. If he was lying again, he was doing a damn good job at it. So we get there, and he actually apologized.
For the way he spoke to you, honey?
For being... I don't know if he actually said that.
I won't fuck you.
I won't fuck you.
Do you kiss your daughter with that mouth? That's what I want to know.
Talking like that. So we get there and he's like, he apologized. I'm like, I'm sorry if I was being rude as well. You just have to understand that I was trying to protect myself. And he's like, No, I know. He's like, listen, I got morals. I got respect. This is my cousin. Everybody in the family calls me when something happens. He's like, I had to adopt I had to adopt a Haitian kid from one of my friends, and I had to adopt my sister's son or whatever. He's like saying, I'm in a 9-year divorce. I had a custody battle. I won custody with the kids. I got 8 real estate properties. I got a restaurant in West Islip. Like all these things. He's like, I'm a businessman. He's like, I got good morals. Da, da, da. He's like, I help everybody. Everybody calls me. I'm like, oh, it sounds like my dad. And so when we pull up to the auto body shop, the guy, the owner comes out and he's like, hey, how you doing, Mike? Like, they were talking about their life. And I'm like, all right, like, again, if this is a setup, he's doing a damn good job. So he's like, he looks at the car. He's like, all right, it's probably like a day and a half, 2 days, but not next week, the week after. He's like, how do you want to do it? Mike was like, do you want me to give you the money and you pay him? You want me to pay him directly? And Zane was like, you guys seem like your buddies. You guys handle on your own. We'll take the car. You guys handle the payment of whatever you want to do. And so, yeah, basically, at the end of the day, we're bringing my car in 2 weeks to that body shop, and they're going to fix it, and Mike's going to pay him. But we know his whole life story. We're friends now. Zane gives him his number, and he always, when somebody gives you a number in a situation like that, you call them right in front of them, so you make sure it's the right number. Zane just takes the number and puts it in his pocket. He's like, already, bro. He's like, you got to call me. Make sure I gave you not a fake number. Like, he was checking Zane. Yeah. And me and Zane call him. So it worked out, but it was just.
It worked out.
It was just comedy. And it's
comical the way you're telling the story, but like.
Comedy. It was. It was funny.
And think that you weren't going to go with Zane, but Zane wanted to go with you. Imagine this happened to you when you were alone in the car.
I wouldn't have gone to pick up sushi, so it wouldn't have happened.
Oh, true.
Zane's like, I shouldn't have went. He's like, yeah, we wouldn't have been going picking up sushi.
Wait, who wanted the sushi?
I did. But if I was by myself, I probably would have just came home.
Oh, shit. But, okay, so no injuries. It was a little love tap. You have a little thing. Mike's friend is going to take care of it. Okay, so all ended well.
All ended well.
And you just got a little like a little under your chin. Just like the little in your car.
Exactly.
So instead of, God forbid, a big dent, you don't have a big swollen chin. Everything worked out well.
It was just comical. I filmed some of it, too.
Mikey?
I think I did film when Mike was there, yeah. Mike! Long Island. He was so Long Island. I got 8 properties. I got my friend's body shop up the road. Listen, I'll take care of you. Don't worry.
On the phone with my dad.
Listen, I'll show your daughter right now. He takes out his hundreds on the phone. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, definitely covering for a cousin who probably has a suspended license or something. Because
he couldn't
find his wallet, but he was eating a sandwich.
A sandwich. I didn't see this too, but Zane said when we got out of the car. There wasn't much of a sandwich left, but I could tell it was like a roll sandwich. And Zane said he got mad and he threw it on the side of the road.
Fucking sandwich.
Something was wrong. He thought we were just going to pull off, but like, sorry, I know you made a mistake, and that's why I did compromise with his cousin. He seemed very, very, like, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know what the word is I'm looking for. He seemed, I don't know, like he really just wanted to help his cousin out, and I felt bad. And he made a mistake. He fucking was eating a sandwich. He tapped us. It's fine. So that's why I did it, because I felt bad for the guy, like, everybody makes mistakes, you know.
Everybody does make mistakes.
And he might be going through a really rough time, and his cousin was trying to help him out, you know. But he was, I understand how he's in real estate, because he was very good at convincing us to leave the scene of the accident. Because I'm like, maybe, once I leave the scene, if something happens, I'm screwed.
Can I just say something? Mm. In 2 years, we're going to all need houses. Maybe Mike will sell us a house and give us a great deal.
You never know.
Maybe
he's our friend now.
Maybe this relationship is a reason, you know. Maybe this is a great thing happening here. We never know. Mike. And you have a restaurant in West Side Club? Where is it? Let's go eat.
Yeah. He was circle.
All right. Well, I'm glad that you guys are okay.
It was just funny how we both like, I apologize. I'm sorry. We sat in the car at one point. He's like, Les, you gotta stop being so sassy. I'm like, well, he's trying to tell me I'm a police officer. And I'm like, okay, and this is my car.
Don't, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I don't like, I don't know, maybe PTSD from when I was a kid because nobody listened to me in conversations, but I don't like feeling treated like I don't know what I'm talking about just because I'm young.
Because you're young or you're female. Like, no, don't bring that shit to me. And don't use your I'm a retired police, too. You're trying to intimidate me by your badge.
Or prove something that we can trust him or something.
Don't bring that.
Yeah, he's like, listen, I've pulled people, I've went to accidents before where people are like, and mind you, like, we worked it out. He's fine. We stand, Mike. But he's like, I went to accidents before. I'm like, I tell them, like, well, why are you going to do it to the police? So your insurance is going to go up 10%. I'm like, I don't know where you were a police officer, but they do not notify the insurance.
If you choose to go through insurance, you need a police report.
Right. That's what I'm saying. After you get the police report, at least here in New York on Long Island, you can fucking rip it up and throw it in the garbage for all they give a shit.
Right.
They just got to report it in case you want to do anything with it, which is, that's why I was going to do it. I'm like, I'm not going to go through insurance. I just want to cover my ass.
Right.
Like, cover your ass for what? I'm not going to fuck you. Cover your ass.
And what if he did? Now I would have a police report to cover my ass.
He was lying because they didn't want the police to go up to his cousin for whatever reason.
Correct. No, I got that right away. But that's, yeah.
So I don't like that. I know you're lying to my face right now.
Why don't you just tell me the truth, Mike? Is he an alcoholic? Does he have his privileges taken away? Is he drunk right now? Tell me what the problem is.
Oh, God,
is
I hope he wasn't
cousin.
Drunk right then and there, because then I would feel responsible for not doing anything about it. No, he just seemed like he was just stressed. No, we would have known.
Yeah.
He didn't smell like alcohol or anything. He was just like frantic, like, oh my God, probably a suspended license. Like, I need to try to clean this person's car. Like, we can't have the police involved.
Right.
I don't think he was drunk. Marono me. So that was my day. So I finally came home and we finally got our sushi. The poor guy on the phone. I'm like, sir. I literally was like, do I continue ordering the sushi? Like, I'm sorry, sir. I have to go. I just got into an accident. So I finally came home and got my ice pack on, and that was that.
Enjoyed your sushi?
I enjoyed my sushi. I had a great day on the couch. It made for a laugh because of the story. I'm like, what the fuck is going on right now? Like, what is going on? So that's my story.
Wow.
That's my story.
What a story it is. So I'm glad that everything worked out.
Thank you.
I'm glad you look amazing and you're feeling good, you know?
Thank you.
Lest you touch it. You know, it's
I know.
Good. It's good.
See, like, right now, it's like, this is not cold anymore. And there's a piece of fabric in between, but it's...
But you like the way it feels.
Yeah. Maybe it's helping it not swell so much. You never know.
What other directions were given? Anything other than take your anti-inflammatory, put ice on it?
No, I was like... Well, I did say, I'm like, can I work out today? She's like, I would maybe skip it if you can. I'm like, okay. Shit, I should have gone on my cycling bike in the morning, but I didn't. Okay. But I'll work out today.
Oh, you mean yesterday?
She said yesterday. Skip yesterday. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Other than that, though, she was like, no, you're good.
Okay.
You'll be fine.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I know. I'm excited about it.
That's wonderful.
It makes me feel so much better because I know, like, by, like, next week, I'll feel like it went down a lot, probably.
So by the time your concert comes.
Yes.
You'll be.
Broadway.
Amazing.
I have an event in the city, too, with my agency on the 12th. And 12th to 14th, I'm going to go to the city. So I was nervous that I was going to be.
And what do you have on the 17th? Don't you have something on the 17th? A concert or something?
Philly?
Yeah.
Philly's the 24th.
The 24th.
Governor's Ball. I got my calendar's booked up this month. Let me tell you guys something.
Must be nice.
Yeah, I have that event in the city. And then my mom wants to go to Atlantic City for her birthday. So we're doing that for two nights. Then I'm getting my hair done at the end of the month. I have my cousin's block party this weekend. Me and Zane are going to the U.S. Open tomorrow.
Nice.
Did he tell you?
No.
Oh. Yeah, doing that. That was what he wanted for his birthday, so he got tickets. Oh, not from me.
No, that's nice.
Yeah, just me and him are going. I think it'll be fun.
I love watching live tennis.
Oh, my God, me too.
So nice.
I actually told Zane, I'm like, I want to watch some videos today on, like, tennis scoring for dummies, because I do understand the gist of it, but I want to, like, really understand it. Because, like, when we went a few years ago, I enjoyed it so much, but I definitely got a little bit lost in the scoring. Mm-hmm. Like, I would have to, like, just look at the board and be like, oh, okay, that's the score.
Right, right, right.
Like, I was getting a little bit lost, so I would like to understand it a little bit more to, like, really enjoy it. So, yeah, that's my
month.
That's
awesome.
Oh, and then I'm going on a... Oh, we'll keep that. Okay, anyways. Oh, we just got another email from... Hi. Okay. Got an email from Jessica. Okay, that's it. Anything else? That was a long enough episode. I fucking talked your guys' ear off.
I have nothing else to say.
Was my story interesting?
It really was. Listen, I asked her yesterday. I'm like, so how'd it go? How are you feeling? She's like, I'll tell you everything tomorrow. I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, as long as you're okay, I can wait.
Listen, the Ogmail fam gets the exclusive too, because at this point, my YouTube videos are so behind. Well, not that behind, but like they're definitely going to hear this probably before. Definitely probably. That makes sense.
Definitely probably.
Definitely probably before the vlog comes out. I'm doing well over here. Honestly, no, we're doing well. The weather's getting cooler.
Dude, last night.
Great things are happening.
Last night, we got, let me just.
Oh, yeah, Hurricane Ida hit.
Okay, yeah. So we got the remnants of Hurricane Ida. And thankfully, where we are, we had crazy amounts of rain, but nothing like New York City. I was sort of in shock about how bad it got really quickly. I read news articles that there was 8 deaths reported.
I did not know that. That's fucking crazy. In New York.
I think 7 were in New York and 1 was in New Jersey. And it was because it was flash flooding. I mean, anybody who knows, like, literally within 2 minutes of torrential downpour, you're underwater in your car. Like, when, you know, the sewers can only withstand so much. The water can only go down into the, you know, so much. Yeah. And that's what happened. And I read a story this morning about a basement apartment in the city and a lady and her 2-year-old. They couldn't get out.
Really?
Yeah. The flooding had happened that quickly.
Really?
Yeah. But 8 people. There was somebody who was stuck in the car, a 67-year-old man, his 66-year-old wife, and their 25-year-old son stuck on the car. And they were able to rescue the wife and the son in time, but not the father, and he died.
Oh.
So it was really, really crazy. It
happened so fast.
We were good, but we actually had tornado warnings. I watched.
I know.
A tornado. I saw on the news they had a tornado passing like one of the New Jersey tolls. And holy shit, it looked like one that would be over like in Oklahoma.
Really?
Or like in Kansas. Holy it was a shit. Huge tornado, not just like a little. Like every now and then we'll get little tiny little water spout ones or little ones. This was a massive tornado that I saw footage of, and it was crazy.
Dude,
crazy.
Yeah. My friend that lives in Staten Island was sending me videos of people around her that are like, it was like literally like an ocean in the streets.
Well, I saw a Suffolk County police cruiser, like the truck type ones.
Okay.
The water passed the window and the officer, like, on top of his hood of his car. Holy shit. So wherever he was, it was somewhere in Suffolk County here. The North Shore got hammered.
Yeah. Did you know this was happening? I feel like all of a sudden it's like, oh, we're getting a storm tonight.
Well, I knew Ida was coming
up. I thought it passed already. Did we get the remnants of it already?
No, it was coming yesterday and today. Yeah, it was yesterday and today.
When we buckered down and Zane took out the cat cages, we got bad rain. I thought that was it passing through.
No.
Because we were like, oh, it didn't even happen. Remember, we were like, oh, we looked outside and there was nothing. I thought that was supposed to be the storm.
No.
I'm confused. So now it just came today.
Yeah.
Just so it moved paths again.
From there, because that was down in by Louisiana, mm-hmm. by Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And it came up to us. So it took a couple of days to get to us.
Oh, I literally thought that we were supposed to get it that day. And then we just got heavy rain.
No, that was something else.
I was so confused. I'm like, it's here now?
Yeah, that was something else. What the hell was that?
That was Hurricane
Ida. Oh, that was Henri. No, that was Henri. Remember, it looks like Henry. The word looks like Henry, but it's pronounced Henri.
I thought that was Ida.
No, Ida.
Getting the remnants of Ida.
Last night we got the remnants of Ida, but the other day we were supposed to get hit with Henri.
Really?
Yeah.
And are people calling it Henry?
Yeah.
Oh.
And Henry went off to the right, but Henry is French, so it was pronounced Henri, but that's what we were preparing for, and we were originally supposed to get hammered by that, and then thank God he decided to go off, and he left us alone. But yesterday, and that's what everybody is saying, everybody's like, holy shit, you know, a few days ago we were prepared to get slammed by Henri and we didn't get anything, but now we get the remnants of Ida and people like died, and it's crazy.
Damn.
So I hope everybody, because I know a few of our listeners live in Queens, so I hope you guys are all safe and like,
yeah, that was crazy. Yeah, that was bad.
That's a bad storm.
Yeah, New York City was flooding.
We have somebody in our face group. She did respond to me, but she was one of the ones that was supposed to evacuate and didn't, and then wrote in there, like, I wish I would have.
Yeah.
So after, like, the next morning, I'm like, please tell me you're okay. Like, are you okay? Uh-huh. And she's like, yeah, thankfully I have a house to go home to. Oh, okay. I just don't know. You know, it's damaged, but
yeah,
thankfully we're all okay.
That can be fixed.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Well, that was interesting. I loved your story. I'm glad you're well.
Thank you.
And
I'll keep you guys posted on my caipela.
Yeah.
My caipela. All right.
We love you.
Love you. Thank you for listening. If you want to send us an email, agahmilpodcast@gmail.com. agahmilpodcast@gmail.com.
Okay. Love you. Bye.